In the second clip from a Mexican speaker, you'll hear the very American influence from his international schools. He talks a little bit about his education towards the end in the free flow moments. You hear the R's again, but they are very much more in that American sort of bunched positioning as opposed to the previous speaker who was using a more Spanish quality to his sound. The final S's again tend to be devoiced.
Okay. Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aeetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared that she was no longer in peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Clock's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she carried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour fate of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered her dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting nor fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me everything vile that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him? Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. I'm originally from Mexico. I was born in Mexico, but then I moved to Brazil for a while, and Colombia. So I grew up in Colombia and then moved to Brazil when I was about six. So I've been in American schools all my life, I think. And I was in a British school, but my American accent had set beforehand. So usually people say that I have a rather American accent. I don't speak English at home, though. I speak Spanish with my parents, and I sometimes speak English with my sister. And because most of my friends in school were from other countries, because it was an international school, I just kind of got used to speaking in English.